Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Book. Bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
We are here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. If you're going to have a beer, people, have a better beer, jog in a can, win in a tin, the athlete's choice. I've got a coffee this morning. We're here bright and early, hearing some yarns from you legends, and we got some fucking moving to do, boys.
Yep, hands on today.
That's right, ripping in. Another big supporter of ours, Country Trucker Caps. Head to thecountrycompanies.com. For the knucklers designs, there's heaps of beauties there, so go check that out. Or if you want to design your very own cap for your business, for a bucks party, for anything you fucking want, head to countrytruckercaps.com. And remember, Knuckles has fired up a discount code for all the Alpha Blokes listeners. Use the code word Alpha Blokes, or one word for a discount at checkout.
I heard he sold out in Tasmania. All the two-headed cunts down there.
Yeah.
Got around it.
Good spot to sell hats, isn't it?
Yeah.
Double your market.
Yep.
That's a fucking great point, Cam. See, you're a businessman.
Yep.
That's why we go all right here.
Yes.
Fucking oath. but shout out to him. It's great to see the community. He actually gave me a message and said, fucking you cunt should come down here and do a bit of a live show because I think there was a lot of support.
Yeah.
Have you been to Tassie?
Nah, I haven't actually.
It'd be cool to go and check it out properly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Oh, egg and bacon. Like.
Yeah, they were some of their first supporters.
Yeah.
Still appreciate them.
Fucking oath, me too. Well, do you want to hear a property?
We got one?
Yeah.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles Property Yarn.
Legends, just Knuckles here calling up his proper tree yarn of the week. I'm going to do a little something different this week. Me proper true yarn, I want to daddy to tell for me. I just want daddy to tell his recollection of a little incident happened in the GMC after Anzac Day. Oh. I think Cambo probably tell it the best. You know, so that's something different than trendsetters. My properties tell from daddy's point of view. But anyway, on that note too, I'll leave you a little joke. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but in the 1940s, what was the best way to pick up a Jewish girl? Don't know.
Dustpan and brush.
Dustpan and brush. Right, legends? Catches.
Dustpan and brush.
GMC.
Yeah. That was actually that wild morning. We did the dawn service, and then we all went back to the Dolphin. If you've been to the Dolphin before on the over the border there, New South Wales, Dad Kissing Country, She's a fucking wild-ass pub. There's a brothel at the top of it and a massage parlour to the side. Oh. And she's pretty much set up for success for the day with a licence opening at about 8 in the morning.
Everything you need.
Yeah. 8 in the fucking morning.
Yeah. I don't know if it was every day it is that, but anyway, Anzac Day was fine. So we'd had about, I don't know, I'd say at least 5 to 6 schooners each. That was me pacing myself. I think the big knuckle might have had about 10. But we did a couple of detours, dropping a few people off, getting up to a bit of mischief. I'll leave that for the imagination as these little drop-offs were happening. And Sandstorm was firing in the car, and Knuckles was fairly getting into his work. He got pretty excited at one point. And his fist pumping, and I'm not sure if he had his ring on or not. I don't think he did. And he's like just sort of fist pumping and sort of hitting the center console and stuff like that. And he's looking back at us laughing, and we're carrying on laughing at him. And he's hit his windscreen and it's just shattered it, and he hasn't even noticed. He's just looking back at us like singing to us and carrying on does. And we're going, "Oi, dickhead, look at the front." And we've turned around and he's gone, "Oh, get fucked."
Jeez, you wouldn't expect to do that just by hitting your windscreen from the inside, would you?
Fair jab on the cunt. So
that's funny, cunt.
Yeah, that was that wouldn't have been an expensive fix, I wouldn't think, because the Chevy was over $1,000 for a windscreen. So I couldn't imagine the GMC would be much cheaper.
Oh, it would have been insurance, hopefully, mate. Yeah. The old bug hit it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, that's a beauty, isn't it?
I have never seen that done before.
No, neither.
Maybe in frustration I've seen something like that, but not as someone just having a grand old time for his morning.
Wouldn't that just change your mood if it wasn't Knuckles?
Oh,
he wouldn't have given a fuck when he was in that state.
Oh, we were laughing that hard that you couldn't be angry at it.
No. That did sound like a good time that morning.
It was.
You beauty. Thank you, Knuckles, for fucking Daddy's property. Right, guys, the hoodie drop, 14th of May, Tuesday next week. Both designs are on the socials and on the Trendsetters group for you guys to have a look at. They are limited edition. Our hoodie designs will change each year. So once these ones are gone, they are gone. We've got them all in stock, ready to go. So they'll be shipped directly after you buy them to your door. Both designs, small through to 5XL. So we're catering for everyone. They're AS color stencil. So they're fucking good quality hoodies. They're not the base model. They're fucking very comfortable, comfy as fuck. And the sizes, if you're wondering about sizes, they go hand in hand with their shirts, Cam, mate.
Yeah.
Like if you're a large AS color shirt, you'll be a large AS color hoodie.
Depends how you like the fit. You want a baggier fit, get the size up.
That's right. Like I run XL shirts, still are a bit baggy, but I like a baggy hoodie. I like a baggier hoodie, especially if you're going to rug up and have that as your outside layer, you know. But yeah, the quality is unreal, guys. And the price. Now, a fair few people sucking at the price on the Trendsetters group. Look, guys, the fact of the matter is hoodies are fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Go and find good quality branded hoodies and suss out how much they are. The fuckers aren't cheap. And look, we understand $100 is a lot for people. If you can't afford it, don't buy it, guys. It's as simple as that. But $100 is the price that makes it worth us doing hoodies with all the costs involved and doing it ourselves and stuff and maintaining a top quality product that we're completely happy with selling you. You know, you buy it, we're confident that you guys will be stoked with the product. And just know we'd never pump up the price or something to our community just because we feel like it. This is how we make money to support everything. And for everyone who chooses to support us and buy our merch, we're truly grateful, guys. So Tuesday next week, hoodie drop. Get around it, you bunch of legends. Mother's Day, guys, on Sunday. Just wanted to give everyone a little friendly reminder, right? That it's Mother's Day Sunday. So, gentlemen, fucking think in advance. Next couple of days after work or something, go to the shops. Don't leave it fucking Sunday morning or Saturday Ave.
Tommy saved your asses.
Yep.
You're so finding out about this now.
I'm looking out for you, and I've just got to call out George Kambosis for putting his fight on Mother's Day, you silly cunt. What the fuck? He's going to lose out on about $100,000 of pay-per-views. Imagine trying to convince the missus on Mother's Day to watch Georgie fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a bit strange.
That's not eyes up footy.
No.
You know? You know, we're in the game, bros. You don't plan things on event's built around you, what your missus wants to do.
Yeah. Where's that going to be held?
It's in Perth, mate, the Rack Arena.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, he's got a big fight with Vasily Lomachenko, and I'll be doing my best to watch it. I think Beck's getting home a bit after lunch, so I think I'll be right. But I'm just talking your average bloke who just wants to support an Aussie fighting. You're pretty tough luck on Mother's Day to go, babe, can I chuck the fights on?
Yeah.
You know? You're normally out at some exhilarating lunch or something.
Exhilarating.
Yeah. But anyway, fucking oath. Now, lads, I know this is about your guys' yarns, but it's fresh out of my mind. I'm running off fumes. Didn't get to bed till after 1 o'clock last night for the weirdest reason ever. So I watched the roast of Tom Brady.
Yeah, how good was it?
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
And we'll cover that next week in detail. But I watched it and I had a look how long it was to go, and there's about 40 minutes. It was a bit before 10 and I went, 10:30, you'll be right. Fucking loved it, man. I can't wait to talk about that in depth. Beautiful thing to watch. But anyway, 10:30 rolls around and I head off to bed. Lay down and Mitzi, me Foxy, and even Simba's bark, like going off. And you know, all know how I feel about barking dogs, especially me own, in a fucking like built up area sort of thing. So I flew out, oh, shut up. Like normally you only have to tell her to shut up and she'll shut up. Wouldn't shut up. Like proper going off, snarling and growling and shit. And I'm going, it took me a couple of times. I went out, shut up, she shut up. As soon as I get back down, back again, like barking and that. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I went out and proper like looking over the fence, stopping and listening. She's still growling while I'm doing it. And I'm like, there's some weird cunt buzzing around the front of my house, or there's a dog or something, but nothing. Could not see. And I'm looking at my front lawn, both sides up the road, not one fucking thing. And she's barking out the front. And I'm going, what the fuck's going on? So like I camped out in the lounge room and was laying on the fucking couch to try and like stay still. And when she'd start growling, I'd like poke my head out quickly to try and catch the cunt or something. Proper wigging out. I've had fucking 6 to 8 beers, filmed the Reggies, had 2 there, drove home, fucking few beers under the belt, watching the roast, enjoying myself. So I was a bit sort of, how are you going? And, mate, just couldn't figure it out. This went on for fucking about 40 minutes and I started thinking that me dog had eaten like rat sack or something and was just losing her brain.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I went out for the final time and put me hand against the fucking gate just out of like just trying to figure out what was going on. And I felt this thing brushing against the back of the gate. I opened the door. Here's an echidna trying to bury under the slab right next to the dog kennel, man. An echidna in the, where, you know, yeah, my yeah, street. Yeah. There's yeah, no yeah. bushland yeah. that backs up to it. It decides my house and it's literally buried in. I videoed it all to show you and that, and I'll probably chuck it on the trendsetters group and shit.
Yeah.
But burying in, and I'm going, what the fuck? No wonder she was going off. But then I'm going, I need to move this cunt. It's midnight, yeah. like 11:30 sort of thing.
Yeah.
I need to move it because otherwise Mitzi will just go off all night. But where the fuck am I moving it to? I can't drive.
Yeah.
And so I've had to go and wake Beck up. I'm like, Beck, there's a fucking echidna. She's like, did you take a photo? I'm like, no, get up. I need your help to move this cunt. I'm not a fucking trained echidna handler. I needed Fez. But anyway, so we've got a couple of towels and like a laundry basket. And I'm trying to fucking get this echidna out, but they bury in. Like if this thing was dug right next to the slab and buried in and just hunched up. So I'm trying to grab it with this towel. Couldn't get it. Fucking got the shovel, went and got a shovel and sort of flipped it up so it turned into a ball and sort of tried to get it with the towel. Got this big thick towel, finally got it. And this took a bit of time, Beck and I, trying to fuck around and do it, man. Yeah. Trying not to make too much noise because I'm already thinking some cunt's about to call the fucking cops here.
Yeah.
Mitzi's just going off a dome.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got it in this fucking basket and Beck wasn't driving anywhere, didn't want anything to do with that. And I've had too many beers, so I had to walk. So I've got no shoes on, pair of pants, I can go into bed, no shirt, and it's midnight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I've just got to walk this cunt down the road till I find a decent garden to put it in. And it was only when I was halfway down the road that I realised Imagine if some cunt looks out their window because the dog's barking and here's this strange-looking cunt with a mullet, no shoes, no shirt, carrying something heavy in a laundry basket down the middle of the street. So you can imagine the head noise I've got whenever a dog barks and I'm down. There's no bush anywhere either. I had to walk down through near where the kids go to daycare and someone had like a pretty big block there and I'm like, right, well, that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Walk down there. And the last house as you go onto that block was fully lit up. Like, oh, mate, must have been awake. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, because I'm like, I'll get shot here.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking some cunt sees me out here. So I had to just pull up at this big garden and tip it out. And just as I tipped it out, this dog started going. And I'm like, fuck. So I've grabbed all my shit and I'm fucking hammering down the road after this echidna drop off and fucking flew home. And, like, just around the corner and walked home. But then I got home and it's after midnight and I'm just going, what the fuck just happened then? That was the weirdest thing ever. And finally sort of sorted me shit out and sat there having a laugh for a bit. Went back to bed. This is at 12:30. And then both dogs start going off their head. Oh. And I'm going, surely Eric the echidna isn't just fucking already back here. Eric. I've taken him at least 500 away from my house. Walked out, they were proper both going off. I opened the door, and here's two dogs at my front door.
You're kidding.
And I thought, am I Dr. Dolittle, cunt? What the fuck's going on here? Like, I'm going, whose dogs are these cunts? And it's like a friendly Labrador and a little one just sitting there, like, looking at me. And I'm going, Nana, fuck off away from me house. All I want to do is go to sleep. So I had to, like, shoo him away. Mitzi kept barking a little bit. And then finally, like, I'm laying in bed just fucking laughing to myself going, that was the weirdest.
Dr. Dolittle like that.
Yeah, like proper felt like that scene where he's fucking, all the animals are coming and he's losing his brain. Because that was me. I'm going, how's there now two dogs here? Why is there two dogs at my door? They're sitting at my door. And they were there this morning, actually. Turns out they're the neighbor's dogs and they must have just been over for the barking. Yep. But the way my brain works after Eric was fucking trying to bury under me slab, I thought there's going to be a bird here soon, an owl, fucking a pig or something. But anyway, I didn't get to bed till after 1 o'clock and you just can't make that sort of yarn up. Like middle, it would have been normal if I was out, you know, where the oldies live.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Out at River Ranch or something there. But I'm in the middle of streets either side of me. Yeah. And this echidna's just found me. But, yeah, it's just, it's fucking strange. But it was a good, yeah. No, there's a vegan yarn that. Just weird.
Wow.
Property.
Yeah, that was a property. Happened just last night. So, anyway, there's one for you to kick the show off
that
with.
That is unreal.
Oh, it's just weird, eh? Like, what the fuck?
That is unreal.
Showed the kids this morning there, pumped, but... Like, I was just, because I'm such a turbo when it comes to my dogs barking and annoying me neighbours, so yeah. I was losing my brain. Yeah. At one stage, I was thinking, there has to be a dodgy cunt. Like, yeah. So I'm glad it was just an echidna.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we hear some yarns from everyone?
Be able to top that.
Yeah. But so, Cambo's picking today?
Daddy, yeah.
Daddy. Let's go, boys. Fire us up.
Hey lads, Tommy the Pommy. Hope you're well off your massive weekend you boys have just had. I watched it from home and fucking hats off to you. It's a hell of a show. Whether you boys are in the ring punching on or if you're in the stands screaming your fucking hearts out, it was a sight to be seen, I tell you. I've got a massive dose of FOMO. I'm a raging FOMO, in fact. Now, I'm at work because I'm not in Australia. And today I'm mowing a hippie commune. It's a funny old place. They don't have much money, but there's a fella here who dishes out wicked wristies, apparently. So, you know, we get a deal done and make it happen. Anyway, being England, it's fucking wet, so managed to get the machine sunk up to its bollocks. But it's okay, because this hippie commune owns a tractor. So I rounded up one of the hippies that spoke English and... asked him if he may be of assistance, not to wank me off, but to tug me out, different. And he said, yeah. But he goes over to the tractor and one of the other yuppies has stolen the diesel out of it for his van. So that's not ideal. And I've been left with another one, a different hippie, that is smoking some of the wildest skunk I've ever smelt. So I was just here shooting the breeze with him while someone went and found some diesel. and chatting away shite, because that's what I do. And this fella goes, have you got any kids then? I said, no. Why, do you want some? Because I know a guy who can probably hook you up. And he didn't really know how to take it, even for a stoner. He was a bit taken back. I don't know why I said it. Sometimes you just say weird shit off the cuff, don't you? I don't know if anyone else has got that problem. Sort of like Tourette's, but you just talk bollocks. Anyway, boys, I'm probably going to be eaten or wanked off by hippies now. So if I don't speak to you soon, I'll see you next time. Take it easy. Lots of love. Goodbye.
Just doesn't ever fail.
No.
Ever. That's just a great yarn, just about being in this weird hippie commune and just making them feel weirder than you.
And he's like, he's mowing the commune, they've got a tractor themselves.
Yeah, but someone siphoned fucking diesel out of the cunt for their ute.
Oh, mate, they might not have had a slasher or something.
Oh, mate's on the filth fucking vegan cigarette. Shout out to him.
He's a jack of all trades, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's a fucking legend. And trust me, Brass, I'll get Mrs. Dahl onto your double champ hat, but they're all made by her, so she's got to go get all the materials and that. So, but we'll definitely be making you that hat. And, yeah, one day we will sit down with that man and have a yarn. Whether it's us having to plan a trip to the UK, I don't know.
Yeah, but, that's right.
But it'll happen one day, mate, and we appreciate you getting involved because that – yarn should make every cunt who is listening happy.
Definitely.
It's just a good way to start your day. Imagine if you could cop one of them every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just what I said. It should be an alarm clock.
Wake up. Pummy's testaments.
Wake up and listen to it while you're having your morning shit. Yeah. It'd just start your day right.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, good on you, brother. Love your work.
Going on, blokes. This is just in relation to Cam copping that Thailand prank call, cunt. I stitch my mates up with the exact same shit all the fucking time. It's an app that you can download. You put like $10 in your account.
You
can make a whole handful of calls. I recognize the voice straight away. It is fucking hilarious, cunt. It records the call and uploads it to the website as well. I've sent it to Quinny so you can have a look. It's fucking hilarious. Also as well, to that bloke that called in about what he's seen on the road as a trucker, I used to work with this bloke, bro, fucking straight as a twisty, this cunt. He would drive from the Central Coast down to the Northern Beaches in Sydney. That reckons in the morning in the traffic when it was bumper to bumper, he'd get bored, have a flog, spoof into his hand, and then throw it on a car.
Spider-Man.
Like flat next to him or out the window onto a car, right? And just have a go at what he used to call it, bro. Spider-Manning. Anyway, over and out.
Oh.
Yeah, that must be what it is, that you hit my car, because I've had a heap of them, and then now I'm getting smashed by WhatsApp calls at like midnight.
Beautiful. Tell you what, if I got Spider-Man, he'd be getting yabby pumped.
Yeah.
Imagine getting Spider-Man at a servo.
He'd rock up the funeral notices.
Yeah.
Straight as a twisty.
That's a cunt, isn't it, that app?
Yeah, well, that's the app.
Well, I think everyone's going to know
now. Don't just find me number and peppery me. Fuck me.
Mate, I don't think anyone's finding your number. I was like, even someone.
It's pretty. It's pretty easy.
Someone was reaching out even to have a chat to Buster sort of thing.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, mate, can you send. Like, it was about a serious thing, and it's one of our mates that we know. But it's still like, oi, don't give anyone's number out without literally asking them personally and getting a yes from them.
Yeah, that's right.
Your personal number, that's for me, like, you know, social media is a big part of our lives and what we do. And even my own personal social media, I'm sort of trying to build that to be my own sort of thing there. And, you know, whatever you do. But my personal number's like the only thing I've got left that's my thing. Like,
yeah.
And that's my mate. That's how my good mates can ring and get onto me and shit. That's not a fucking business thing, you know? So just remember with people, don't just hand people's phone numbers out willy nilly.
Yeah.
Especially to those fucking things.
Grubs.
Boys! How fucking good was the old fucking podcast Royale?
Good,
I mean, that was excellent entertainment. Check out the old fucking chin on Quinn. how can you take that many hits and not look fucking like remotely bothered by it. Like, you can even see a mark on the cunt. Unreal. Those fucking gingers, eh? Psychos. Now, on the subject, I was going to bring up family life. Some days, man, I go to work, do my 14 hours, come home, help out where I can. Happy family, happy days. Oh, no, not last night. No. I come in the driveway. I can already hear the circus before I've shut my fucking ute off. And I got a rattly old Hilux, so that's saying something. I walk in, wife's going off. Daughter's being typical fucking teenager. Boy's grizzling like fuck, he's teething. Dogs are fucking running amok. Dogs have destroyed a lot of shit, so we've had to hotwire things. They've got new shock training collars, which we're doing really well up until, yeah, last night. One of the dumb fucks, this bull massive, walks into the fucking pen area, which is a bunch of steel sort of plates all slotted together. She walks in to go lie on her bed and catches the collar on the side. Out of sheer desperation, yanking on the fucking thing. I can only imagine that the collar has shorted out and started dishing out some fucking mean shots. Because it sounds like she is fucking dying. I go running in. Out of sheer desperation, she has ripped the steel fucking cage clean open. Ripped the collar off. Still yelping. Running through the lounge. Shitting and pissing simultaneously. And I mean, the smell you can only describe as something they would excrete in a near-death experience. Fuck!
That's a carry-on.
Brass, that is just one of those days, isn't it? Where just shit is literally going everywhere.
Oh, that's fucked.
That is fucked. Know what you mean, though? Like, you get home and some of those days where you and the missus literally look at each other when all the kids are finally in bed, you've cleaned the house up and you just go...
Chaos.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm right in the guts of that with you, my fella, right now.
Yeah.
It's fucking full on. But
being a zookeeper part-time too, mate.
Yeah, that's right, and relocating wildlife. I'll have to send Fez me video and get him to rate my fucking relocation skills. Rate my relocate. Yeah, handling an echidna is a cunt.
Yeah,
I remember Filth fucking when we had one in our garden at Agnes years ago. He was David Attenborough and just that cunt just fucking grabbed it like with his hands, flipped it over, grabbed it on the foot and fucked off. You should have seen me, mate. I was a skirt because I was like, oh, you spiky cunt. Like, and it was right dug in trying to grab its hand. But anyway, good on you, mate. That was just one of those days by the sounds of it that we all have.
You must get better at handling animals, eh? Like, oh, you used to grab, like, frill-neck lizards and all that, and they'd bite you on the finger and you'd just laugh and that. These days, I'd be like, fuck off. Like,
well, yeah, it's more, I think it's
kids
more.
Kids growing up doing
and, like, Fez and that, like, having to handle your echidnas and that, you'd probably know how to roll them over and how they're going to react. So I don't really know how quick they can move and shit. And, look, I just choose not to handle echidnas, you know?
Not on your day-to-day.
No, and it doesn't make me a bad person that I don't want to just fucking go playing with echidnas. I like echidnas. That was the weirdest part with the shovel and that. I was making sure I didn't want to hurt it either. I was just trying to fucking roll it over. I'll show you the video later. It's pretty funny. I was half blind.
Hey, lads. Hot Dog the Truck here. Just got a bit of a yarn for you guys about the time I got held over at Bundaberg for the weekend. Boss rings me up and says, hey, mate, load's been cancelled on Monday, but I booked you into a motel. Beauty. Thanks for that, mate. Get around to the motel there. Grab all my stuff out. Go and see our love and reception. Gets a key offer, wanders up to the room number, throws the keys in the door there, swings the door open to just see this absolute fat old bastard just getting stuck right into his work with this poor Asian call girl out of the local classified. Fuck, he was giving to this poor thing. I was like, oh, fuck, shit, sorry, mate. I fucking sort of slammed the door half embarrassed and gets back down to reception, tells old love that someone's already in that room. She's like, oh, sorry, mate, we've actually double booked that room. We're actually full for the weekend. I was like, yep, no dramas. Oh, we actually had one of our other drivers staying there, so I thought I might just go duck in his room and see if I can have a quick shower, and I'll just go park up in the truck for the night somewhere nice and quiet, you know? Wanders back out of my truck to get my gear out of there, and this little white car pulls up beside me, and I was like, oh, I didn't really think much of it at the time, and old mate wanders over to me and starts yarning to me, and I'm the sort of bloke that I'll yarn to anybody, but old mate wanders up and starts asking me where I'm from, what I'm doing up here, and all this stuff. We're talking there for a couple of minutes, and yeah, old mate just goes... out of nowhere, goes, mate, have you ever had a blowjob in your truck? I was like, oh, what the fuck are you on about, mate? He goes, have you ever had a blowjob in your truck? I was like, mate, I don't know what the fuck you're going on about. He said, mate, I'll suck your dick in your fucking truck if you want. I was like, mate, you better fuck right up before you start having to take your false teeth out to give gum jobs instead of head jobs, you fucking queer cunt. Oh, mate, fucking shits himself, goes, jumps in his car and fucking jams her into drive instead of reverse, nearly rips the bumper off in the poor little cunt in the gutter there and squeals the tyres and away he goes. And I thought, fuck me, dude, our mate's pretty keen, just walking up to a total stranger and just going, hey, mate, I'll just talk to you for a couple of minutes and then I'll offer to suck your fucking dick. Jesus Christ, our mate's been out doing a bit of fucking queering on the flats, a poor cunt. But, oh well, boys, that's my bit of a yarn there for yous. Hope yous enjoy that one. Hot dog, over and out.
That's a beautiful yarn.
That's a fucking head noise.
That's literally like my yarn from last night, except a different, like, you know, just those things where just weirdness happens to you. And it's just, you couldn't make that yarn up. Those two things in the one lot. Imagine, that's wild, eh? Just a bloke coming up, this friendly bloke coming up to chat to you and literally just like saying, oh, I'll come and suck your cock.
I couldn't get over how positive he was that the load's cancelled till the weekend and he didn't have an accommodation. Yeah. I would have been blowing my lid about that.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been ideal.
Let alone walking in on old mate, just fucking
just getting
ravishing,
staying right over the top of the pro.
A bit of local talent,
bit of local hole.
Jeez.
Wow, the local plunge hole.
Shout out Bundy.
Yeah, Bundy.
Few newspaper snippets in Bundy, is it?
The Bundy Thunder.
The Bunder.
That's surely our mate's had some luck then. You know what I mean? Like he's found some cock on the flats. Otherwise, that wouldn't have been his first time just finding blokes on their own and asking to suck them off.
No, not a good thing to get into either. That's fucking disgusting.
That is wild.
A bit of truckie duck butter for your fucking morning.
That's the other thing.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I haven't even had a shower yet.
He probably has a fucking flask of wet wipes on his hip.
Oh, 16 hours in the truck.
Oh.
Moving on.
Wow. That'll be a hard yarn to top. Pretty good yarn.
Tom, Cam, Quinn, how are you, lads?
Good, mate.
The pest from the west here. Just a quick one. Paper fucking lids on takeaway coffee cups. It's getting worse, boys. Yep. It's getting worse.
Hey, paper.
Not only does it feel like I'm peeling my fucking lips off my pillowcase after 3 days down the flats, I don't want to be chewing on the Daily fucking Telegraph. I just want to drink my coffee. Stay yourself, boys.
True.
So that these things here.
Apparently, they must be paper and some
of them are paper.
Paper at servos.
Shit. Cats.
Oh, at servos.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake. Stop it. Turtles choking on the lid of a cup.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Nah. Oi, can I just say, like, I'm one to shit on things when they deserve shitting on, but also when they do a good job, I need to give them a rap.
Is that them there?
Yeah.
Are those ones that he's talking about?
Peeling your lips off it.
You know those cardboard ones, the natural plant ones? I've seen them.
Yeah.
These ones?
Yeah. Yeah, they're at those bougie cafes that you pay like $14 for a fucking latte.
Cool.
Yeah, so this morning got a coffee, right? Got coffee for Beck and I, had to fuel up. So I went through Calliope Macca's. Now, we all know that I've given them an absolute fucking pizzling the last little bit, but it's actually the servo that's fallen behind at the moment there.
Yeah,
servo's definitely
fallen behind.
I've got to admit, the last week and a bit that I've, after this fight, that I've just been really getting stuck into anything I feel like, which I'll be changing soon, but they've been pretty good lately, guys. And this morning, it made me morning. There was this dude with the most monotone voice in the drive-thru, right? He said something like weird and quirky to start off the yarn, and I didn't hear it. Anyway, I did me order, and he's like, "Bip bobbity boo, you can drive through." And I just lost me shit. I'm like, how good's that? That's fucking unreal. And he had a straight face, and I went, "Bip bobbity boo, thank you, brother. That was a fucking unreal little line there."
Fucking beautiful.
And he goes, "You like that, did you?" And just tapped me card and kept going.
And like that, did you?
Yeah. And I was like, "See, that's all we need, boys. Start the Mormon off, bip bobbity boo, you can drive through." And I should have said, "Kick clackety dirk, this is the fuck I want." Have you seen that?
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So shout out to Kaipi Maccas this morning.
What's the go with the you using the Myer Maccas app today?
So they must get a code from someone using it. So like you can get the app and get your order to send through, and then it gives you a number. And when you pull up at the thing, and when you use it, you get like free shit accumulated after time.
Ah, right.
So if you pull up there, they might have an order that's come through, and they'll say, if you're using the app, what's your number? And I think, yeah, it's someone who must be on their way there who's using.
That's good that you said they get sort of accumulate and get free shit, because like the time you're wasting to give them the code, you could just say your order.
Yeah. My missus is a very big app person and everything. I'm not. I just sort of, I'm old school. Like, I'll just pull up to a speaker and order.
Yeah.
It's fucking hectic, I know, but I just can't get away from it. But that there is like points and shit, and you'll end up getting like a free coffee and this and that. So
yeah, right.
But I still can't be fucked.
Yeah. Like we haven't, I don't even know if we brought it up before, but like all this DoorDash shit and stuff like that in our local town.
Nah,
and it just doesn't help at all. Because we can't, we're sitting there lining up and all these people are coming in and get their Uber Eats. And we're like, there's no one in here. Next minute, all these orders are going out. And I'm going, fuck, we're not set up for this yet in our town.
Well, we aren't. Me and you aren't, because I live at Calliope, you live at Beecher. So we have to go in to get somewhere from a place because they won't deliver here, and we're getting fucking McUber.
And the DoorDash people get the right away than the person that's coming into the venue.
Hmm.
But anyway.
Anyway, that's just, you know.
I'll work through that.
That's living regional, people.
Living regional.
Bip Bobbity 3, you can drive through.
Yeah, Bip Bobbity Boo, you can drive through.
That's fucking brilliant.
It was brilliant. Literally made me morning.
That's something I would do.
Yeah.
Tommy, Cam, Quinn, hope you're well, fellas. It's Punkin' Man here.
Punkin' Man.
Got a quick one for you. Just knocked off for the day, the missus away, so it's my job to cook dinner for the night. Now, I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is I grabbed myself a packet of those Mission corn chips, chili and lime, excellent flavour.
Yeah, good.
And thought I'd open the packet while I'm driving home. Now, these bastards, for anyone that's bought these, usually when you're at home, you cut them open with the scissors. Nah, not this case. Tried to get them open in the car, split the top, still got the plastic lining, sealed the bastard shut. What's it recommend you do? Well, when you do it at home, it's a piece of cake. When you're driving down the highway, you don't have a pair of fucking scissors, so you can't open the cunt. Fuck! Anyway, shout out to Driving Snacks, because I am going hungry for half an hour while I drive home. Anyway, hope you boys having a good one. See ya!
Favourite driving snacks?
That's what I left it in for, yeah.
What's your favourite driving snacks?
Beef jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky's big. Do you know what I'm an absolute whore for? And I don't know, and I don't delve into it now. It's when I was a fat fuck. I used to quite often get these. This is like my fuel up snack. Chicken twisties, for some reason, I really like. I don't know why. I might be a fucking weirdo. It's not like it's my only chips that I like, but I used to really fucking get around me chicken twisties.
Yeah, Mrs. is a big fan of chicken twisties. I think these are all a bit weird.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not saying it's like I didn't expect
it to be. No, but
it
must be pretty popular because it's held. Like, chicken twisties have held through the times.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. It's not like it was a limited edition thing.
No.
I can't even remember the last time I ate them, to be honest. I just know that when we're talking road snacks, I know that used to be a favourite when I was a fat little fuck.
Yeah.
You know, cruising.
You know, it's in relationships, you'll buy something so the other person won't eat it.
Yeah.
It's getting more popular. Mm. Like, she'll jump in with fucking chicken twisties, and I'm like, no, they're all yours, doll.
Yeah. You won't, this cunt won't be having a bite of this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, jerky though.
Or if I want jerky, I'll just get it with chili so that it doesn't get eaten.
Yeah, like the real, so you can just stand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Quino? We got jerky. I'm chicken.
I'm usually just jerky, and I like an apple, mate.
An apple.
You are an apple whore, aren't you?
Yeah, apple.
You healthy boy. You and Chucky just apple slice
on the road. Apple jerky, maybe a packet of honey soy chicken from Red Rock Deli.
Was I bringing up him the other day about the honey? He's like a advocate for the honey. Like, I don't know what we had. He's like, that's shit honey.
Oh, was he? Just,
like he just dives in and he goes, that's like shit quality honey.
Well, he should send us some honey.
Yeah.
We can get around it.
Big chuck. Yeah, I was cracking up. I'm like, I've never had someone go, oh, like that's shit honey. Before. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a honey.
Honey's honey, but yeah.
No, and he wants that real honey, bud. Yeah, but I really enjoy finding jerky I haven't tried yet.
Yeah, same.
You know, like I'll always at a servo. That Truck and Good jerky is just the straight base model servo jerky for me, and that's not shitting on it at all. That's just you know what you're getting. It's not too expensive. It's just straight up the line jerky. Then that Upper Smokehouse I really like, that pepper jerky. You know that Upper Smokehouse with the brown bag?
Yeah, that's
great. It's really good stuff if you just want to know what you're getting. But I do enjoy seeing a new brand of jerky and trying it.
Stay away from that territory jerky. Tastes like ass. Actually, ass tastes better.
Nothing wrong with ass.
Yeah, that's right. What's the other one? That was shit house. Oh, that Bundaberg rum one.
Mm.
The rum and cola one. That was fucking
And then you
fair.
Get that Jack's that's just literally see-through. Like, you know how you get that, like, teriyaki Jack's?
Oh, the Nobby's brand?
Yeah, it's sort of, like, it's processed and you eat it, but there's a couple of them there that you can just tell are processed.
Yeah.
You know, where, come on, bro.
Then you have vegan fucking jerky. You don't even go near.
That's fucking, I'm offended.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to talk, you should be calling it dehydrated plant. Fuck off.
Have you tried those dried mushrooms, but they're actually all right.
Those
mushroom crisps.
It's more calling it jerky.
Yeah, I know.
Is my That's thing. Right. Dehydrate all the fruit food you want, cunts, but don't call it jerky.
Yeah, they're not too
Shiitake
bad.
Shiitake mushroom.
Crisps, they weren't too bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate, I've got no dramas with this sort of shit. Fucking.
Dry banana, yes or no?
Oh, I love dried mango.
Same.
Look, I'd eat it. So. You know, if I was on a loan.
I don't need dry banana, but dry mangoes are shit.
Yeah, dry mango is fucking hands down.
Like if I was on a loan, I'd happily eat it all. But if I've got to pick from a cupboard that I've shopped, you wouldn't find any dry nana in there.
Nana.
I was having another laugh the other day watching this Alone thing. You know, the missus and I'll just chip a couple of episodes off every now and again. But just laughed that. Sitting there, I was literally eating chicken and veggie soup from the slow cooker after we talked about it that day. The missus had it on, had another bowl too, just because it was fucking good. Some toast with butter dipping in it, watching cunt starve. Like, just going, how weird is this? What we talked about
at least
before.
You're not like, I'd get way through that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, come on, mate. Fucking hell, you just built your shell to your soft cunt. What? Harden up, Russ. He's just fading away to a shadow. One cunt passing out from lack of food, and I'm having my second bowl, dipping my butter toast in the cunt.
I tell you what, it's a bad time to be a couch because of Alone, that roast, which I'll watch, and Clarkson's Farm 3.
Oh,
yeah. I haven't clicked on the Clarkson's Farm 3.
I've watched it, and then four eps are out, and then four eps
come
out.
I think I'm
going to
wait till the four eps come out. Yeah. I've got a big weekend at home looking after the twins this weekend, and I think I'll be getting into that.
They come out on Friday, so you can watch it from
there. But yeah, Quinno, before next week, watch that roast.
I will.
Because we'll all have a bit of a yarn about it, because there was some fucking excellent.
The standing ovation for Nikki was just unbelievable.
Oh, she was brilliant. Tony Hinchcliffe was I think.
Oh, yeah, kill Tony. Yeah, fucking hope.
Bert and Tom were shit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't find that great.
It was shit. But you can't whack every time. Anyway.
Boys, how you going? It's Larry Longshaft here. Just cruising along in my truck, thinking about the time that I was in West Australia. Anyway, my mate had a house over there, and he was living by himself, and rent was starting to get a bit dear, so he... Just hang on a second. Get off the fucking road, you dickhead! Sorry about that. Pushed the upper rider. And, he had this house over there. Rent was getting a bit dear, so he thought he'd get this... someone in to live with him. Anyway, this Sheila wanted to live with him. That's all fine. She's moving in this day, and we're around there having a couple of beers or something, and she's there with her partner, and she's a bit of a bigger girl. And old mate, he was as scrawny as a rat. He was tiny, which didn't really make sense, but anyway. And
star picket.
Yeah, she's moving all her stuff in. It's all on the kitchen bench there, and we're sitting there having a couple of beers, and she leaves and goes to do something. Anyway, we're sort of
sort of looking through her stuff, but not looking through her stuff, you know what I mean? And I'm looking in this box and I'm thinking, what the fuck's that? And here's this fucking strap on, like a full fucking harness to go around your back, like something you'd fucking want in a 1,000-pound marlin with. And in the other box was this fucking, no word of lie, 10-inch long purple fucking cock.
Oh.
And I thought, what the fuck's going on here? So either old mate's got a small cock and he has to use it to give it to her, or she fucking puts it on and gives it to him. But yeah, it was a wild story. Ooh. Fucking hell.
Ooh.
Thanks, boys. See ya.
Jeez,
That's a bit wild.
That'd make it an awkward
thing. She'd have
thing
to put it
too,
on, I reckon, because normally those skinny little fellas, they're fucking hung like a rogue dog.
Yeah, that's right, like a rogue elephant.
Yeah.
Baby's arm holding an apple, the cunts. Near fucking need a blood transfusion to get a fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she'd just be giving him an absolute hiding.
Oh.
Two. Oh. That's fucking wild, isn't it?
Wind in a moment.
I honestly, and I look, the way rent prices are and stuff like that, and Quinno, you live with one of your close mates and that, which is different to this, but
yeah,
I know a couple of blokes in situations where they own a big house, they've sort of broken up with their ex and that, and now they're just in this big house, work 7 and 7, so they'll get someone to come and live there.
Yeah.
And get like, you know, a chick to come live there. They don't know them or whatever, but chip in for the rent and have a place there. I don't know. It'd just be weird as fuck for me, I suppose, growing up and not having to do that, living with a random person in my head. Me neither. I've done it,
obviously, through an apprenticeship and stuff like that. I've done it over in Canada.
That was with the boys, though. Always been with people that we know.
Yeah,
make more than acquaintances with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you haven't met the person
And this is not me saying that there's anything wrong with it either. Because people have to do it to survive now. It makes sense. But I just wouldn't feel 100% comfortable at home if there was someone that I didn't know a bit of a backstory of just living there.
Yeah.
Especially if she's taking random blokes back there, just strap on in them.
The amount of times I've got caught naked in my own house, as it is, let alone if someone was living there.
Yeah, it's a wild setup, hey. Like one of my mates from Brizzy, he just sort of had it happen and he goes, oh, you know, it was good that she was cleaning and everything, but she just went into my bathroom and give it the full once over, and he's sort of thinking, get out of me fucking butt. Like just, like just moved in, trying to do the right thing, but sort of going, oh, yeah, it's just weird. It'd be weird. I'm glad that I know Beck well.
Yeah.
Anyway, good shit, bro. That would be weird, though. Do you reckon you'd bring it up on the piss at a later point, or you reckon you'd always just not say anything about the big strap on?
Oh, me, I'd be like, right, let's fucking break the fucking silence
here. Yeah. That'd be your first thing you say.
What's the go?
So, what's your thoughts on strap-ons?
Yeah.
Never have I ever owned a strap-on.
Because obviously, if she's put...
Particularly a big black one.
Obviously, they're not going to be discreet with it either if they've just got it out there for you on display.
And our mate was saying too, like, it's not like they opened up boxes and dug through shit. Like
it was out on the table.
It's sort of like peering across the flats. You could see this thing connected to a marlin harness.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are you into deep sea fishing or deep sea fisting?
Yeah. big skinny bloke must have had a bit of a limp on him. The old cowboy limp.
Tool.
Cowboy limp. Oh, saloon door. When they fall don't let off. The saloon door hit you,
you
in
know
the
when
back.
They fall off and they got the old rolling hip. Ooh.
Joe.
Limping down the stairs with, I never hear that bloke fart, actually. Righto, let's move on, eh?
G'day, boys. Just got a bit of fucking hand noise after listening. Mm-hmm. To your chat about glory holes and the delightful website that can direct anyone to their favourite. That one that came up that you guys mentioned at Hummock Rest or something like that near Bundy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this chat's helping my head noise or helping me get head noise because I holiday with the family nearby there and I've had my kids at that park. And they've gone to the shit house there. And I'm thinking, yeah, this thing's within eyesight. No one else is around. I'm pretty safe. They're safe. Keep half a mile on them. They're good. Well, fuck me. Now, I'm starting to shake and sweat thinking about what they may have been subject to. Like, if.
Oh.
Tell you, if my kids ever came screaming out of something like that, and there was some fucking weirdo hiding in there.
Weirdo.
I reckon I'd invent some new fucking swinging moves. They'd be, I don't know, like a fucking.
Yeah.
Windmill / yabby pump / fucking excavator bucket or something like that. This cunt would not fucking see daylight again.
Ever. Yeah, I'd fit the cunt through the hole.
Anyway, boys, thanks for the potty and thanks for the headache over this shit.
No worries, bro. We should have cleared it up because our trendsetter literally went to that exact place and confirmed that there's no hole. Yeah. So you can rest assured. But
surely they're not just like sticking it through, waiting for a random. And then, obviously, if they
heard, be organised. From two to three.
Yeah, because, gee whiz.
But, yeah, old mate. You
just lop it off as it comes through the hole.
Old mate's a sick fuck, though, making that website with fake holes, making poor cunts go somewhere from 2 to 3, expecting a good hole. And there's none there.
Yeah,
no, that might have just been might have been just an off day.
No, there wasn't the hole there, though.
Did he check every cubicle?
Yeah, yeah. He reckons she was all like, what he reckons it was like proper gyp thick, rock. Like gyp rock. It wasn't, there was no, like if you got a well-known hole that people frequent from certain times, you don't have to rock up with a hole saw every time. You got the hole, you know. So, but it is good for this bloke and his head noise and the fact that his kids haven't witnessed something terrible. But yeah. I'm with him, man. Do you know those things here? Like, oh, it's not worth it. Rah, rah, rah. If there was some freak show with his dick through a hole of a public toilet and your kids come out screaming and you went in and saw it, you'd fit the rest of him through the cunt, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely.
Like, that would be a wild encounter.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's up, my followers?
Hey, follow?
It's Harry here from over the pond. I'm just a London boy. Anyway, boys, I was telling someone the other day about your podcast. I was saying to them that I've listened to something about 515 hours of you lot yarning.
Holy.
I, however, have 2 minutes, so I'm going to be quick. Painting a picture. My best mate's on his way down from Manchester with his girlfriend. I've got a girlfriend at the time. She's now my ex. You'll understand why. Anyway, she says, look, I know what you boys are like. When you're together, you're an absolute nightmare. She's fucking bob on as well. We are on terror together. So she goes, please don't fuck it. Don't ruin the night. And I said, yeah, of course. I would never do that. Anyway, obviously proceeded to fuck the night as hard as I possibly could. We've had a massive blow up. I've ended up staying on my mate's sofa in his Airbnb. Anyway, she's asked me to go around the next morning. I'm thinking, oh, I could go around and fix it, or I could get back in the pub and get ready for a massive day at Twickenham. Obviously, I chose the latter, hence the ex-girlfriend. My dad's on his way up on the train. I couldn't miss it. My dad, me, my best mate, his missus, we're on our way. We have a massive, massive sender at Twickenham. I don't know if you've ever been, but there's a Guinness Village. Hell of a spot. Absolutely sensational. We're in there. We're multiple pints deep. No one can see, no one can speak anymore. It's the kind of that point of the night where it's like, Jesus, we probably could call it here, but when do you ever do that? That would be fucking boring. So anyway, this group of lads has sent their mate up in a line out with a full pint of Guinness. He's poured it straight down the back of my dad's head, full pint, covered my dad. I've seen red, gone straight in. I've double throttled two of them, gone there. Then they start swinging punches, so there's multiple more of them. My dad comes in, starts swinging punches. I'm swinging punches. Dad goes, don't you fucking touch my son. Don't you fucking touch my dad. And next thing you know, we are being escorted out of Twickenham. Not quite a life band, but it was pretty fucking close. Play on or carry on.
Well, mate, that is just a fucking wild yarn. I think a lot of blokes can relate or have a mate that can relate to that thing where, you know, you're just in the zone, everyone's having fun, an opportunity pops up, you're in the shit at home, and you're already in the shit, so they just go, oh, well, I'll just double down and deal with this tomorrow.
Later on, yeah.
And then to be out of – but what a memory to have with your old man.
Yeah, that's right? A bit rough getting a beer pulled down the back of your head, but.
But, you know, sitting there later on, I'm sure they'll be able to reminisce about that blue they got in.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so fucking – I don't know, mate. It might be worth that lifelong memory with the old boy punching on after 2 days of just fucking sending it. Oh, there's a bloke in my head that story reminded me of, Cam, and I think you know him. Yeah. And I won't say the name of him.
Boys, Thomas, Cameron, Quinton, how he's doing?
Good, brother.
A couple of things. Do you know there are moments where, like, you experience something and it sticks with you for, like, the rest of your life? I've got a pretty traumatic experience involving a Jeep or a Range Rover or whatever the fuck it is. When I was younger, me and my brother and sister were mucking around, and Dad had this old ute sitting up the back of the yard, and, we're mucking around, and I was on the back, and this is going back probably back when I was like 5 or 6. I haven't really grown much more than that. But we were sitting on the back, and for some unknown reason, within a blink of an eye, I was upside down. My pants kind of hooked around the tow bar, which kind of helped me from, or saved me from falling. But it was one of them moments where I didn't know if I had a camel toe or a set of fly's eyes, because fuck me, my undies were that far up my fucking dick. That's probably my excuse for having a small one. Anyway, I'll leave you with a joke. What did the buffalo say to his kid when he left? Bye, son.
Little daddy there to finish off.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's fucked. The old fly's eyes. Was he just dangling upside down?
I think he fell on it, yeah.
Oh.
As a kid.
Remember hearing about fly's eyes, this golf chick going, show us your fly's eyes. And we're like pretty young, like grade 6 or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck's fly's eyes? She's like, when you put your ball sack out through your fly and leave your dick in. I'm like, why would anyone want to see that?
I thought fly's eyes is when you grabbed your things and put, so your nuts hang either side of the string you've created with the undies. So they're round, looking like fly's eyes.
Yeah, I can believe that. This is just what this great 6-year-old golf chick was telling me.
Yeah, well, she needs to get a fly's eye straight. So yeah. She's led you astray since year 6.
Yeah, don't worry. She used to drink people's blood and shit. She was fucked.
Do you reckon she's come good, or do you reckon she's still gothing?
Oh, hopefully she'd have HIV if she was drinking people's blood. That's not really a good
drinking blood.
Yeah, they'd like, people cutting each other and shit like that. That foul crap.
Yucky.
Yeah, so I think drinking other people's blood, she wouldn't be that healthy, I wouldn't think.
I haven't got to this stage yet where like hectic trends happen and you have to deal with what you want your kid doing.
Hopefully
shit.
Done, yeah.
But I would like to think there's no fucking way I'd be letting my kids go to school dressed as a goth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know it's easy to say that, and that's what they want to do and that, but the whole cutting yourself and fucking...
It's like attention-seeking.
Yeah. I'm glad it's gone. Well, thought it was gone. Remember I got that sniff of it in Brizzy.
What's
the
history of goths?
Yeah, let's dive into the goth game a little bit. Australian goths too. I don't want to know about American goths.
Well, it would have come from European, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
When did Australian
Gothic begin?
Like, yeah, it's obviously gone in and out of
European settlements.
Do you remember at Queen Street back in the day as a kid, and there was like all those goths just in the centre there?
Yeah, they were in herds.
Yeah, in Queen Street, eh?
Yeah, there'd be mobs.
Now it's like Japanese hentai shit.
Well, it's like they're nearly extinct. You know, like the old Tasmanian tiger? Yeah, like every now and again you'd have a sighting. It's like goths now. You'll still see one or two, like rarely two together in a mall. I don't know if there's any in captivity.
Was it a big thing because of the music genre of the time?
So in Australia, goth started in the late 70s and evolved out of the post-punk scene, was pioneered by acts such as, can't even pronounce that, and the Banshees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music
orientated.
Yeah, that's what I sort of thought. I was trying to think what music was when we were growing up around that period. It was like fucking Avril Lavigne and shit. That's what I remember.
Like, it's hard not to judge a book by its cover when it looks like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a big one for run your own race and shit, but don't run that, cunt.
Yeah, that's a bit dark.
That's
sort of that, devil witchcrafty fucking...
That's like woo-woo on steroids.
Mm.
That was like when you got stuck with those goths after that bender in Canada room.
Oh.
And had to drive Nick Doddy's van home.
No, his V8 Suburban.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No exhaust.
We've told the whole yarn on the show, eh?
Yeah, man, I just fucking... Yeah,
that is.
They
scary.
Were into some sick shit.
That was just.
They were into cutting each other and fucking drinking blood. Those cunts.
That's weird, eh? And that's
even Gemma that works for us. Like I remember her Snapchatting me back and going, "Where the fuck are you?"
Yeah,
like,
she was like her mother over there.
Yeah, she was genuinely concerned. Like I've been gone for 2 weeks and you've got yourself in this situation. And it was a pretty heavy situation. Yeah.
It was a heavy situation. It was one of those ones though that you don't plan. You just follow a bit of a crowd, and if nothing's happening there, you go check this out. And we're pretty confident that we can get along with most people, eh?
Yeah.
So you just would have been there, but next minute you're in a gothic devil worshipping chamber with cunts that cut themselves 2 days old.
I'll tell you how much head noise it gave me. I had to delete the Snapchat like out of my phone. That's how like I'd get shaky reliving that moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thinking that you could have became like a statistic of an Aussie disappearing and Whistler to a devil.
Like a sacrifice. Like that's how hectic this was, people. I'd love to try. Nah, you can't really. Can you reload your old snaps? I don't know. I think I deleted it.
Man, my camera roll, the Snapchats from that time of my life is fucking wild.
Yeah, that was a wild fucking morning.
But I never ended up in a devil worshipping pit 2 days old and have to drive an Irish man's car home. So yeah, it did me there. My fault.
I don't even know how he got his car back.
I think someone dropped him off the next day to pick it up. You were just out of there.
And I tell you what, people, I was not meant to be driving. This was life or death situation.
That's right. It's either Cam is in pieces in a fucking goth's freezer or he gets home, okay?
Yeah.
We don't condone driving under the influence of things.
In the snow, on the wrong side of the road.
Summer tyres.
Without 2 days of sleep.
Yeah. But it's either that or get cut up by goths.
Yeah, proper. Make out with a fucking razor blade. Fuck. Gives me the fucking shivers again.
Yeah. It is fucking wild.
That'll do us.
All right.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know. That Bundy one sort of got me, I reckon.
Yeah.
That
which one?
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a ripper.
Good storytelling, isn't it?
Yeah. There's some beauties today as well. Well done, trendsetters. You just really fucking picked me up off the couch. You really made me forget that I had to go and move heaps of heavy things today. So thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Oh,
yeah, sweet. So, Bundy Foller, you've won yourself a carry-on cap, the prestigious, and a better beer pack. So, Quinn, the fucking chin, will be on to you, my fella. Remember, guys, Tuesday next week, the day that our normal episode drops, the hoodies, the light hoodie, the dark hoodie, limited amount. These things aren't coming back once they sell out. So get amongst them. It's just coming into fire pit season.
Yep.
I'm very excited to start that. I'm even going to try my hand in a little bit of red wine this year again, Ken.
Nice.
I just started dabbling last year. So I think as it cools down, I'll start, you know, training the taste buds. I just like the idea of fucking getting on the red with daddy.
Yep, fucking oaf.
Me too.
So good shit, people. I hope you all have a fucking unreal weekend. Remember Mother's Day, legends. These ladies in our lives and our mothers as well deserve the best and deserve to have a good day about them. So shout out to all the mums out there. You're doing a fucking great job and I hope you have a spoilt day. And, stay out of each other.
Hey, lads. Hot Dog the Truck here. Just got a bit of a yarn for you guys about the time I got held over at Bundaberg for the weekend. Boss rings me up and says, "Hey, mate. Load's been cancelled on Monday, but I booked you into a motel. Beauty, thanks for that, mate. Get around to the motel there, grab all my stuff out, go and see our love and reception. Gets a key offer, wanders up to the room number, throws the keys in the door there, swings the door open to just see this absolute fat old bastard just getting stuck right into his work with this poor Asian call girl out of the local classifieds. Fuck, he was given to this poor thing. I was like, oh, fuck, shit, sorry, mate. I fucking sort of slammed the door half embarrassed and... Gets back down to reception, tells old love that someone's already in that room. She's like, oh, sorry, mate, we've actually double booked that room. We're actually full for the weekend. I was like, yep, no dramas. Oh, we actually have one of our other drivers staying there, so I thought I might just go duck in his room and see if I can have a quick shower, and I'll just go park up in the truck for the night somewhere nice and quiet, you know? Wanders back out of my truck to get my gear out of there, and this little white car pulls up beside me, and I was like, oh, I didn't really think much of it at the time, and I'll make wanders over to him and starts yarning to him. And I'm the sort of bloke that I'll yarn to anybody, but I'll make wanders up and starts asking me where I'm from, what I'm doing up here and all this stuff. We're talking there for a couple of minutes and, yeah, old mate just goes, out of nowhere, goes, mate, have you ever had a blowjob in your truck? I was like, oh, what the fuck are you on about, mate? He goes, have you ever had a blowjob in your truck? I was like, mate, I don't know what the fuck you're going on about. He said, mate, I'll suck your dick in your fucking truck if you want. I was like, mate, you better fuck right up before you start having to take your false teeth out to give gum jobs instead of head jobs, you fucking queer cunt. Old mate fucking shits himself, goes, jumps in his car and fucking jams her in the driver instead of reverse, nearly rips a bumper off on the poor little cunt on the gutter there and squeals the tyres and away he goes. And I thought, fuck me, dude, old mate's pretty keen, just walking up to a total stranger and just going, hey, mate, I'll just talk to you for a couple of minutes and then I'll offer to suck your fucking dick. Jesus Christ, old mate's been out doing a bit of fucking queering on the flats, a poor cunt. But, oh well, boys, that's my bit of a yarn there for yous. Hope yous enjoy that one. Hot dog, over and out.
Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.